My dear readers, it's that time of year again. The season is coming to a close. Soon the promenade will lie fallow, and the vines which yield the most succulent of gossip will partake in their annual withering and lay dormant until they are born again with the start of a new spring. But don't despair, my dear readers, for I've found that the final gasps of a season often bring the juiciest of scandals. So, keep a constant vigil in these final moments of the season, because I firmly believe that the best is yet to come.
Gwendolyn, sit down. Stop pacing. You're making me dizzy. We're going to figure something out. It's going to be all right.
Mama, we're going to be ruined. I've ruined us all. I ruined the family before I even had the chance to come out, really, truly. This is a worse season.
And patience, I just...
Yes, Violet.
I tried to open the door again and just a bunch of tomatoes were flung at me.
Oh, yes, that'll be the townspeople come to show us what they think.
Look, we just need to give it time. I'm sure as soon as the people of town read the correct literature, they'll know this is some type of charlatan.
Truly? You think there's hope for us, Vicar?
Yes.
We're not ruined yet. I'm not going to lie. It doesn't look good, but we're not dead in the ground yet.
The only thing we have going for us is that the one person that everyone counts on for their news, for whatever reason, is saying, hey, you know, maybe not. But, you know, the town is fickle. Like, that could change at any minute. I don't know what we're going to do.
I just heard through confessions, obviously, nothing I would know, that usually it takes about 3 days for the full peak rotation of this nasty rag, and that's when usually it gets the voices rumbling and mumbling.
Yes. Just through confessions, you just heard that, yeah.
Tim Tumberly has a lot of power. I think we're all forgetting he's the most eligible bachelor, and he's spreading vicious truths about us.
And he's just so cool, and I just want to be his friend, and like, even after all this, like, if I would,
Davis.
Davis. What is wrong with
He's
you?
He's just so... If you saw that jawline.
It's so chiseled. I'll never love again, Mama.
Gwen.
I'll never be happy ever again.
Oh, to be young again and in your position. Listen, I understand that, you know, when a man doesn't quite live up to your expectations of him, trust me, I've been there. I dare say it won't be the last time, unfortunately. But it doesn't mean that, nevertheless, we can't persist. Also, Violet, stop opening the door. You're getting more tomatoes in here.
Sorry. I kind of like it. Some of them get in my mouth.
These must be very expensive. They've been imported all the way from the Americas. It's such an exotic fruit.
Yeah, so I don't want them. Let them just rot. You know, we should be gathering up these tomatoes, making something out of them.
Yeah, all of these away from the Americans instead of from Italy, huh? We're going very far for these tomatoes.
That's
but yeah,
right.
Scoop them up.
I think we might even say it as tomato, dare I suggest.
Ooh!
But with a quick scoop it up, put it in some kind of container. We don't want them to spoil. We need them to catch up to their ripeness.
Yes, exactly. If we're going to get pelted with tomatoes, then we may as well make something out of it. Just like this entire last few months.
You say tomato, in Bath we say tomato. And that's the truth.
Look, Mama, one of the tomatoes has fallen in the sugar dish and then it's spilled over a bit of vinegar and it's mixed together. It's actually quite good. So
let
I tasted
that.
It with my finger.
Oh, wow.
Okay, that's delicious.
This would go great on potatoes.
Some of it, yes, got on a bit of the potatoes, the potatoes that Mary made for breakfast.
Oh, it looks like some of it fell into a different vessel and somehow there's celery in here. Let me give this a quick sip. I think I'll call this a Bloody Mary.
I like today. This is a good day, honestly.
How could you say that? I just hope nothing else goes wrong and the vicar's right, and then in a few days it'll all blow over and we'll be back on top.
Yes, and we'll find a brand new suitor for you and all will be well and you'll get married and everything will be You know, perfectly happy ending, as all marriages usually are.
Let's be honest. We were never at the top. We were middle at most. You know
what
I mean?
Fair.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Honestly, good point.
And you know, I mean, look at the bright side. At least it can't get any worse.
That's it right. will not get any worse. I promise
yes. you. So
I promise you.
That. That's the first intelligent thing you've said today.
Mum, excuse me, Mum.
Yes, Mary?
There's been a knock at the door.
Oh.
It's your cousin Arthur from Bath.
No.
Arthur?
Mary, can you stall him? Can you tell him? No one's at home. No one's at home. We, in fact, don't live here anymore.
That's a bit too late, my lord. He's already come in. He's in the foyer.
No.
Oh, bits.
Okay, we just get, Lord Bisherton is on vacation, or he's away, or we delay, okay?
Mary, did he have anyone else with him, or has he come alone?
Yes, he's got the whole contingency, young Buster, and some older chap I don't rightly know.
Oh,
and
God,
then
my
a
husband.
Young, a young lady, what?
Lavender? Is it Lavender?
I don't know, I didn't rightly catch her name, Mum, but she was wearing a lavender gown, eh?
Oh God.
What? Violet, are you okay? You got really red
Violet,
very quickly.
Violet, you're sweating.
No, I'm really good right now.
Did you take a tincture? What's happening?
Oh, God.
Ew, your wrists are sweating.
Yeah.
What
no,
is happening?
I'm just really excited. Okay.
This is not the the reaction I was expecting when you're...
Do I look okay? Do I look good?
Yes. Why? You're old as hell husband is here. Is that why you're concerned?
No, I don't give a shit about him.
Aren't you excited to see your brothers after all this time? I
no,
guess your older
my
brothers.
Go, oh. No, fuck my brothers. No.
Ooh. Honestly,
I'm going to faint
fuck
from
Arthur.
This language.
Where's my sister?
Where's Violet? I need to see her. Where
we
is
miss
she?
Her.
Let
we,
us in.
We miss our sister.
Hello? Out of the way,
sister.
Wench.
Oh, can someone help me in the door?
Oh, God damn it, Earl. Stop coughing up dust all the time. We're in a new house. You can't keep doing that.
Be nice to the Lord. That's going to be your rightful Lord soon.
Arthur, don't tell me what to do. I can't stand you. Where's
God,
Violet?
God, you're so dumb.
Violet?
You got
sister?
A dumb face.
Sister?
Violet?
Where are you?
There are so many people here.
Who are these people, Violet?
And what strange accents. They all sound just like you, Violet.
It's not actually in Bath, this is a very normal accent. We all sound like this. Every last one of us. It's actually quite beautiful. Right? Right?
Whatever you say, Violet.
I have to assume I've never visit Bath much, so...
But it seems all of Bath has come to visit us, so...
Violet, I know you're in there. You better come out right now or you're going to be really full of regret.
We miss you so much, sister. Please.
Violet,
we love you.
Just open the door. We want to see you.
I'm hiding again.
What?
Okay, that's my little brother. That's Buster. He's like that. He's actually a good guy, but he's a little creepy.
Okay, yeah, because that was a weird way to start.
Yeah. Mary, please get the door.
It's time to face the music. Let's let them in.
Right you are, miss.
All right. Everything's going to be fine. Everything's going to be fine.
Now presenting the Bath Bidgertons.
Violet!
Lavender!
Oh, my God. I missed you so much.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my
it's
God.
It's so good to see you.
You look so
beautiful.
No,
you're
look
so
beautiful.
Gorgeous.
No, you're
Come
so
here.
Gorgeous.
Put your forehead to
okay,
my forehead.
Okay, here I am. Oh, my God. Your breath smells amazing. What have you been eating?
I've been eating a lot of tomatoes.
Oh, my God. That smells delicious. We should think about making a dish out of the... Anyway, sorry. I'm getting ahead of myself. Oh, it's been so long. Give me a quick kiss.
Come here.
Whoa.
Good God.
Stop right.
Violet.
No, wait one moment. Right here. No.
Bath looks amazing.
Sorry.
No!
Wait, what the heck? Calm down, everyone.
What?
I want to go to Bath.
Like, literally, what is your deal right now?
Have you never seen two best friends greet each other before?
That is not how best friends greet each other, at least in Wooten Buzzet.
Oh.
Oh, well. Maybe we should try that. Looks cool.
V- Violet, we were engaged and we never greeted each other like that.
Yes. Why didn't you greet my son like that?
Wait, what the heck? You were engaged to this guy?
Oh, my God.
They were in love.
What?
Sweaty, sweet love. I've never seen lust in Violet's eyes like that.
That's not true. Lavender, trust me, that's not true. He didn't love me. He wanted to pawn me off on some other men. It was absolutely disgusting.
That's not true.
The whole family turned on him. He's a big incel. Which is a term that will eventually mean something.
I got caught up in a web of someone else's making, and I tried to get myself out of it in as clean a way as possible, and I wasn't quite able to do that, and I felt really bad about it, and I was sorry, and now I've been ostracized by the entire family. But, you know, I still care for you, Violet.
Okay, whatever that guy said, I wasn't really listening. I was just too busy staring at Violet. I'm so glad
How
we found you!
How can you already dislike me with no context?
I'm so glad we're finally together. Hey, do you have a place to stay?
I was kind of thinking your bed, right?
Like, yeah.
You can stay in our house. I'm investigating this for the Lord. And Violet, you will be far from your best friend.
That's going to be a hard pass for me.
That's not happening.
It's okay. As the vicar of this estate, I am establishing some holy rules. And one of the holy rules now on this estate is that what I just witnessed will not happen again.
Okay.
Why is he standing behind the couch like that? I feel like he's
like into this. Yeah. Is that weird? I don't
know. No.
Okay, sorry, everyone. I feel like we've gotten a bit ahead of ourselves.
Yes, Mama, take the reins, Christ's sake.
Hello, welcome to the Bath Bitchertons. It's wonderful to have you. And you also, young lady.
Hi, yeah, I'm Lavender.
Oh, it's a pleasure to make your acquaintance, young lady. I will say that greeting with Violet was a bit inappropriate, but, you know, I suppose we enjoy friendship in this house
as well. Yeah, no, it's really just, like, awesome to be here.
Yes, of course. Anyway, Arthur, Buster, my lovely nephews, how wonderful to see you. Dropping by for a visit, I suppose.
Very good to see you, Auntie.
On patience, your hospitality, we're hoping to rely on it. We've come to take back my wayward sister, who is married.
Huh. That's brand new information to
me
that I've never heard before.
That
is
sure
it?
Is.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Huh. And who
Where's
might her...
my oh. wife?
Oh, my is. God.
Presenting Earl, Ooh. Earl of Chadwick.
I'm coming!
And Lady Earl of Chadwick, Violet Knee Bitcherton.
Oh!
I'm almost to the door!
Oh, my God.
And now is when I have...
Buster, come on.
And he's gone.
He just disappeared behind a curtain or something.
He just vanished. It wasn't like
he's
he went
sneaky.
Somewhere.
He'll come out when he's hungry.
Yeah, if you have some bacon on the stove, he might come out.
Yeah, he likes tomatoes. Tomatoes now.
Tomatoes.
That's
no, we
the way
say
we
tomatoes.
Say it. Yeah, you're yeah. so right. Buster and I have actually become really good friends, Violet, since you've been gone.
Oh, I love that. That's yeah, awesome. That's
awesome.
So awesome.
Really changed the vibe of the household. I really feel like it's two against one now.
Arthur, shut up.
Do not talk to me like that. I am the patriarch of this family.
Okay, then freaking let's do an arm wrestling tournament right here, right now.
Oh
like,
God.
Let's see. Like, bring it. You're all talk. That's the thing about you. You're all talk.
You're all talk.
Oh, my God, Violet. You know I can't arm wrestle because the doctor told me not to. It could endanger my fox shooting wrist.
What?
Oh, God.
So I can't. I have a doctor's note.
You have a doctor's note for arm wrestling.
Yeah,
okay.
I can't. I'm not
no,
supposed
we all
to
buy that,
wrestle.
Arthur.
Yeah,
we
sure,
all buy that.
Arthur.
I'm not supposed to, but I didn't bring it with me. I left it at home.
Oh, yeah, because I'm sure it exists.
This is all besides the point. We've come a long way, so we're going to stay at least a couple nights here.
Oh, you know, Arthur, I'm not sure we have the space to accommodate all of you for
you
that long.
You got plenty of rooms. You got, look at this. There's a room here. Okay,
yeah.
Let's
oh, that's
down
our
this hallway.
That's our tomato that's room. Sorry.
That's a room. You got
okay.
plenty of rooms.
Yes, Arthur, but these rooms all have uses. I'm just not sure that you staying with us all for several nights will be you know, agreeable to everyone.
Besides Lavender, who's welcome.
Yeah, no, I'll be staying here as long as I want, basically.
Please.
You can't turn away family. That's bad manners. And you know what? If something happens, I'm going to inherit the estate. I'm the only male heir, besides Buster, who's, you know, in the wind currently.
Yes, but you're forgetting my husband, of course, Arthur.
If something happens to Mr. Bridgerton, which, by the way, where is he? I'm sure he can put some stop to this nonsense and make Violet come to her senses and come home.
Oh, sorry, not to change the subject, but the man who seems to be older than time himself finally made it into the room. Hello.
Oh, hello, Bridgerton family.
Oh, pleasure to meet you. Pray, what is your name?
I am sure my visage precedes me, but thank you for being so polite as to inquire. My name is Earl! Earl of Chadwick!
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, God.
My wife. My goodness, you're even more beautiful than I remember from our wedding day.
Violet, you really weren't lying.
Violet, Mama, come in the corner quick.
Yes.
Lavender, you can come too. You're one of us.
Yeah, I love being here with you guys.
Oh, can I come into this?
No, Davis.
Davis, shut up.
No, Davis, sort of you're not a part of this. Okay?
But like, I'm part of, I'm kind of in the same age range. And
Davis,
like,
I'm pushing your forehead away.
All right, fine. I'll go hang out
entertain,
with...
Yeah, entertain the
I'll hang out with the old guy. Whatever, fine.
Yeah.
Okay, sounds good.
Violet.
Yeah?
Are you truly married to this ancient, withered husk of a man?
Yes, unfortunately.
He's so old, I can't believe he's an earl. You know, he should be relaxing, not holding any sort of position of stately power at all.
Is it just me, or is he a little, Something. No, he's old and gross.
Patience,
okay.
What?
Okay, all right. It's
That's
been a
my
while.
Husband.
Okay, Mama. Well, you know,
I
you're
don't
not happy
love him
about
at all,
that.
And I kind of wish he were dead, but still.
Just saying.
Are you saying Earl has to die, Violet? Is that...
Gwendolyn, Jesus Christ.
I don't know, I'm just spitballing. I thought that's what she said.
Do you have a thirst for blood, young lady?
No.
Gwen, what has come into
you? Wait, I'm kind of liking the what she's... I'm kind of picking up what she's putting down right now.
Wait, murder?
I mean, it doesn't have to be murder, but, you know, I feel like if you just, like, breathe near him, he would fall over and probably kick the bucket.
That's a good point.
Violet.
Yeah?
If he dies, if Earl has to die...
Gwendolyn, my goodness!
Listen, we're just a bunch of chicks here trying to figure it all out.
Yeah.
So... If he were to pass away, wouldn't you become the sole inheritor of his vast fortune?
Unfortunately, no.
Oh.
Our contract stated that my brother Arthur would get everything if the Earl dies.
No, that wouldn't be true. I mean...
Oh, Vicar.
As a vicar myself, I write many contracts like that. And,
Vicar, you seem to be hiding just like Buster did, but now here you are.
Okay, Vicar, that was sort of a private conversation.
Yes, sorry, I was just
his
trying to
ears.
Get some information for my prep book.
Typical.
Of course.
And while getting the information, it seems like I have some information for you.
This guy talks weird. I don't know what his deal is.
Okay, well, first off, you will learn more about me when you are staying with us in our house away from Miss Vi.
Oh, my God.
Whatever.
You and Davis will become quite acquainted.
Uh-huh. I see what you're trying to do. Anyway, what were you saying about the contract?
The contract, it usually states that, you know, if married, you become the heir of whatever, riches or such that your partner would. We wouldn't give it to your brother. That only is more for familial bonds, not marriage bonds.
Perhaps it's fiddly worded. We must get our hands on the actual contract and find out what it truly says. Of course, I'm just a girl of about 17, so I probably won't be the one to decipher the...
I have it right here.
Delise. Oh, Violet.
I got it right here.
Oh, Violet, you've had this
convenient.
The whole time?
What?
Yeah.
Why didn't we just read it then?
Well, I was... It was in my underwear. Like, I didn't want to just...
Oh.
What was I going to do? Show you?
We've seen you do so much grosser stuff, Violet, I must admit. I mean, the grossness of things you've felt comfortable doing in front of us. Grabbing paper from your underwear would not even crack top 10.
Hey, Violet, okay. Put it back in there really quick so I can take it out.
Yeah, here you go, Lavender.
No, no, please,
okay, here
please,
I go.
No, no, no.
Yeah, no. There
use your
it is.
No, no.
Use your teeth.
No. Lavender.
Jesus, Buster!
Do you want me to take care of my brother?
Where did you even come from?
I was just hiding in the rafters. And I remember how I said I will be there to take care of you now that my sister wasn't around.
Yeah, that was really nice of you.
So I can take care of my brother if you'd like.
When you say take care of your brother, what do you mean by that?
How about you answer the question first?
Yes, yes, take care of him, yes, please. Yes, take care of him, please.
Okay, I'll be back.
Thanks, Buster. Aw, he's gone again.
Was Buster here for a second? I thought I saw him out of the corner of my eye. That little guy is so quick.
No, I don't think so.
No?
Well, Arthur, you know, Lord Bitchton is away on business right now, so I'm kind of acting as, you know, I've been kind of installed as the de facto man of the house.
Uh-huh.
All of the women here kind of say so.
Good.
So I was just wondering, you know, since you've got to collect Violet...
They shouldn't be left to their own devices, so I'm glad there's someone around here to take the reins on these fillies. You know what I'm saying?
Fillies, wow, you just said that. Okay, listen, between us men here, you know... These women, they're so silly, right? They're so silly.
Oh, you're right.
And I just thought, like, maybe could I just take a look at the marriage contract? And I just want to do a double check from our end to make sure that, like, we get you out of here as quick as possible. You know what I mean?
Oh, my God. That, you know what? You're all right. Here, take a look at it.
I'm sure it's all pro forma and stuff. Like, yeah, I mean, this is classic marriage contracts. My dad's shown me these. He's, you know, vicar's son.
Yeah, right, like, sure. Learn it.
Oh, this is interesting. Wow. This is crazy. Do you... No way. Do you really get all of Earl's holdings if they don't produce a male heir?
Yeah, that's right. If they don't produce a male heir, I get everything. That's right.
Wow. Well, and then this is interesting. It says here that the contract goes into effect once they consummate the marriage. So you're already there. And like,
yep, that's
this guy's...
Right.
This guy's not going to be able to knock up Violet. That's crazy. So you're already... Wow, you already kind of nailed it, didn't you?
Yeah, yeah. Those judges I'm friends with really helped me get this one watertight. Ship, as I say.
Cool,
that's
cool,
a bath
cool.
saying.
You know what? I'm just going to show this to my father. Again, you know, Vicar, he's done a lot of marriage contracts.
Sure.
I'm just gonna
see... The more men's eyes on this, the better.
Exactly. You got to get all the dudes, all the Y chromosomes on this. And then I'll just...
I don't know what that is, but sure.
Don't worry about it. I'll be right back. And you just stay here and enjoy one of these Bloody Marys.
Oh, a Bloody Marie, you say? All right. Oh, that's tangy. It's got a little zing-zang in it.
It'll wake you up in the morning.
Oh, that's good. I like that.
Okay, Lavender. Yeah. One last time. Here, I'll put it in my underwear again.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's my favorite part.
Here, and now you find...
Here
you gotta find
go.
It. You gotta find it.
Where
is it?
What is happening over
so
here?
Funny.
I think it's just a bath tradition. They wear, you know, sort of the petticoats and the overdress with a slit in it so they can store things more easily in their underwear, which is kind of like pockets.
It's like a game we're playing.
Yeah, it's just like a bath thing. You guys wouldn't get it, really.
Dad, stop writing this down.
Okay, where is it?
Please,
it's
please,
somewhere
stop
in my underwear.
No, I will grab it. Then I am grabbing it. My hand is here.
Dad, what the hell are you doing?
Davis, it is...
No, 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 no I unbuttoned one button and I had to get engaged. No way you're getting out of this.
No way.
Wait.
Yes?
Does the vicar have to marry Violet now?
Oh, God, no.
Well, unfortunately, I can't because Violet is married. So now, holding the contract that I was grabbing, nothing salacious.
Okay, why didn't you just look at the contract that Davis has?
Yeah, I don't get what's going on.
Yeah, I've also got a contract, yeah.
Oh, yeah, there it is in his hands.
Well, I didn't see...
Can I have that back? Okay.
No. I'm going to hold it to prevent the gribby grabbies that
Ooh,
you two
gribby
have
grabbies.
Been doing.
Yeah, I like that.
Gribby grabbies.
Excuse me, what's happening over here? This sounds like it's where the party's at with my loving wife.
Oh, yeah. Hello, sir.
Oh, hello, young lady.
Oh, you flat... Well, I guess compared to you.
Everyone's young compared
everyone's
to
young.
Lord Earl.
Okay, my lord, I suppose. Why don't I show you into the sitting room? We have some... delicious Bloody Marys, which is a drink we just invented.
Oh, I haven't consumed alcohol in 20 years, but it sounds like a special occasion. I'm looking forward to sleeping with my wife again tonight.
Okay.
God.
All right, Earl. Take my arm right this way. Here we go.
Oh,
little steps.
So,
baby
so
steps.
Slow. Miss,
yeah.
Slow,
shuffle
miss,
along.
Miss.
Okay.
Slow.
Here we go.
They're moving so slowly.
Violet, I know lots of people say sleep with, but it's my understanding from my very rudimentary education in the matter that there is a bit more than sleeping when a man and a woman, husband and wife, lay together at night in a bed for, you know, you
oh,
can
yeah,
sleep
for sure.
and not make a child, which
oh, yeah.
is sort of the whole point.
How do you know that?
So, well,
how do you
I
know
just,
that?
I just, I don't know.
How do you know that?
I just inferred there must be some, I may not, you know, read a ton, but there must be some way.
It's like what me and Violet do.
Yeah.
Like when we
there's
share
some
a bed.
Sucking,
is that what you mean?
Some fucking, yeah.
You, know. You slip in a finger here and there, whatever.
I want this conversation
wow.
to cease
Swoon.
At the quickest and most convenient time.
Well, I mean, it could go on for a second longer.
All right, these boys are being really weird. I don't get that.
Yeah.
Please do not fetishize this, all right? We do not exist
for your pleasure. No, there's no pleasure until there has been a marriage.
Why are you both holding a pillow over your trousers?
But, Violet, how could you... lay as a husband and wife with that old man.
Oh.
How could you do it?
I didn't. I put a Cornish hen in there. The old man fucked the Cornish hen.
Oh, yeah. I'm fainting again from the F word.
He did what to a delicious Cornish hen?
Yeah, we pulled a prank. It was really...
It was a prank.
Sounds like it was a cream-stuffed Cornish hen by the end of it. Old Mary's still been here the whole time. Bye.
I didn't want to have sex with that man. You see him? He's full of dust.
That'd be
disgusting.
So gross. If she got pregnant from that, it would come out as a dust bunny. Am I right?
That's a good one.
Come here, kiss me.
Yeah.
Dad, you gotta listen. Let's look over this contract.
Look at you. You're gonna destroy that pillow. It looks like some kind of canvas that you would use. If you wanted to spend the night in the wilderness, it looks like one of those.
Dad, let's just go over here. We can chill out, and also we can figure out what's up with these contracts. See if there's any kind of loophole, we can get Violet out of this, okay?
Looks like a big trout.
I get it!
Opaque neck. Okay, yes. Let's look at the contract.
No, not here. That's the same. Yeah, no, that's fine. This is all standard, just like... Dad, we've been at this for hours. These contracts are huge. They're like 50, 60 pages, and like, I've gone through every line, and it seems pretty ironclad.
Yes, yes, but I don't know, something is just off about these two contracts. And I really am getting sidetracked with trying to figure out how Violet was able to stick all of this in her underwear. It's like...
If you start thinking about that, then you're going down a weird rabbit hole. Just stay focused. Yeah, stay with me. Stay right here.
True. Okay, let's continue to read. And look, your eyes are so much better than mine, Davis. If there's anything that sticks out to you, point it out.
Okay, we can't look at this like lawyers or something. We gotta look at this like gossip hounds, okay? That's what you are. I'm your son. We gotta have some kind of linkage here. Let's just look at it. Let's find the tea. That's what we gotta find in this. We're not looking for the loophole. We're looking for the tea.
Okay. Now I'm locked in.
Here, you take mine, I'll take yours, and we'll just do a double check.
Let's go ahead and put another kettle on, because I got some bags to dump.
All right, keep that for the gossip sheet, okay? We don't need the editorialization. We're just going to do a job here.
Look, I've just never been able to share this side of myself before, and I'm happy that my son, maybe one day you can take up the pen and carry it on.
I don't think I can really pull it off, you know what I mean?
Your mother is the reason I do this, you know? So that's both your parents. So maybe you get ready to dip a sack into some hot water.
Mom did this first? Mom was Lady Bigwither?
Kind of. She just was a writer and she liked getting gossip around town. I was the one who actually started publishing it. So I did it in her honor.
I guess I never knew that.
Yeah, you were too busy pointing fingers to, you know, use it to tap your head and think.
Well, okay, but you were also too busy not telling me that you were Lady Bigwither, so, you know, I got a lot
When people know, if too many people know, people get a little tight-lipped.
Right, but I'm not anybody. Like, this whole family is starting to really take me for granted. I mean, like...
No, I think you're great. You're my son. Remember I tried to get you married, and then the person you're in love with now isn't in love with you because you didn't like it when I wanted it. And then as soon as I didn't want it, now you want it. So you're kind of a... What say you yourself?
All right, that was succinct, and you had a lot of valid points. I'm gonna think on this. Dad, flip to page 15.
Okay, yes.
Line 23.
Mm-hmm.
Can I see yours?
Yes. Is this?
These are different contracts.
Yes.
This. Oh my God. Okay, wait. Violet's. It just says the second they get married, everything goes over to Arthur, but in Arthur's contract, it says they have to consummate the marriage, and they didn't consummate the marriage. Earl, fuck the Cornish game hen.
So it doesn't go over?
They're Arthur right now. This contract is in a weird limbo space.
Oh.
Violet is married and set to inherit. Because they haven't consummated, Arthur's not getting anything. I don't even know what this necessarily means, but it means right now, as of this moment, Arthur gets nothing.
Oh, I like that. You know, I just met him and I don't like his vibe, anything about him. He smells weird. It's just, this makes me happy that he gets nothing. And Violet, you know, I know I was pushing you to marry her because I just want a child who's married, but Violet is kind of all right. Weird, but kind of all right.
Very weird.
Yes,
wildly
yes.
Weird.
You obviously cannot marry her now that she must marry her best friend.
What?
She has to marry her best friend.
Listen, you gotta stop telling people they have to marry just because they, like,
look,
kiss a little.
If I don't tell people what they have to do, I wouldn't be the vicar. I wouldn't be the voice of the Lord, of God. So, yes, they have to get married, or their souls will burn in hell.
You gotta stop bringing up hell. I mean, you can't jump straight to hell. I'm just saying.
Hell is kind of one of the biggest parts.
I know,
of this,
it's the big thing.
And I don't want, you know, how sad would I be
in heaven drinking milk and honey. And I was like, oh, I can't wait to see Violet and she and Daffodil are burning, you know?
Let's just focus on this right now. Let's get out of this pickle and then you can... There?
They tickle you with skeleton fingers. So it's not quite... What? It doesn't quite... Like, no. You want to laugh,
wait, listen,
but it
I read my
weird.
Bible cover to cover. There's nothing about skeleton fingers. Yeah, you're
that
editorializing.
Stuff,
that's Lady Big Mother coming out.
That's
Lady Big Mother coming
directly
out.
To you.
No. That's Lady Big Mother right there.
When spoken directly to you, you get the extra stuff like the skeleton fingers.
Hey everyone, this is Brian. You might know me as Davis Devoutly, but I'm also the producer, editor, and sound designer of Bitcherton. Hope you're enjoying this episode so far, and don't mind this little ad break here. It helps us keep the lights on over here at Bitcherton HQ. But on the off chance you do hate commercials, and quite frankly, who doesn't? And maybe you never want to hear them again on this show, I thought I'd let you know about our Patreon. Yes, that's right, over at the Bitcherton Patreon, not only will you get ad-free episodes of your favorite improvised Regency comedy podcast, but you will also get access to two delicious bonus goodies. Let me tell you about them real quick. The first one is our cast talkback show, Spilling the Tea. Each episode of Spilling the Tea, I am joined by the cast of Bitcherton, and we dive into the behind-the-scenes of this show, our reaction to the episode, and then inevitably take some wild detours as we get sidetracked. But it's a great peek behind the scenes of the making of Bitcherton. And the second bonus goodie is absolutely perfect for anyone who has ever wanted to read the Lady Bigwither's gossip sheet. And that's, well, that's because it is the Lady Bigwither's gossip sheet. You see, every episode of Bitcherton has its own trifold pamphlet-sized gossip sheet featuring in-world gossip that expands on the lore of Wooten Bassett. And there may even be some teasers for future episodes hidden throughout. You'll have to read it for yourself to find out. So if you want to support Bitcherton and get all of those excellent bonus goodies, just go to patreon.com/bitcherton and sign up to become a loyal listener. For just $5 a month, you can help us continue to make this show so freaking awesome. And now, back to the show. Or potentially another ad, depending on when you're listening to this. Well, unless you're a patron, then you get no ads. In fact, you wouldn't even hear me saying this. I mean, you get it. Patreon.com/Bitcherton.
Midnight Muscadines is a cozy dark tabletop role-playing game where light and shadow intertwine in a fractured world. Players take on the roles of marmoteers, brave adventurers who journey into the untamed wildernight to collect the elusive Midnight Muscadines, craft magical jams, and protect the fragile light of Nim. Through collaborative storytelling and resourceful gameplay, players weave tales of courage, community, and the pursuit of balance. Will you preserve the light, uncover the truths hidden in the shadows, or reshape the balance of the world forever? Midnight Muscadines is perfect for fans of Studio Ghibli and Sea of Stars who seek to capture the magic of exploration and the heartfelt adventure in a world where small heroes make a big impact. Play Midnight Muscadines as a traditional GM'd game, GM-less, or even solo. Midnight Muscadines is crowdfunding now on BackerKit. Join the campaign at pandeongames.com/muscadines.
I'm Quinns of tabletop role-playing game review show Quinns Quest, and this is Play to Find Out. Play to Find Out is an actual play podcast that brings notorious old games from the 80s and 90s back to the table. Each season of Play to Find Out, I'm joined by Emily Johnson and Rob Morgan.
Good? Nervous?
Yeah.
You both looked at each other really concerned, like you think what's about to happen is going to be unpleasant. And frankly, I think that's rude.
And together, we explore the TTRPGs of ages gone by.
Our goal? To separate the TTRPGs that deserve to be remembered from those that maybe don't.
Can I?
I don't know, Emily. It was the 80s.
Also,
a lot of people
know?
Were on cocaine. We blow the dust from decrepit systems to learn how they work.
Your 100 on the encounter table bursts out. Right, you've encountered a fog. Get ready. Don't laugh.
How does one get ready for a fog?
Don't laugh.
Encounter their unique quirks.
I do finger guns to cover up how I wince.
A weird thing happens as you do finger guns.
Oh, no.
And I'm hoping that the Quinn's Quest community will join us in exploring these games too. If you f*** this up, cannot describe to you how much your adventure ends here.
Yeah, that's fair.
Because the best way to learn is to play to find out. Play to Find Out is available now on the Quinn's Quest Patreon, but the first episode of each series streams for free on the Quinn's Quest YouTube channel and wherever you get your podcasts. Anyway, you failed the Earth Tech roll, and you made jokes while I was doing my exposition, so you don't get to hear any more.
No. Come on.
I was shook.
Okay, the whole house is asleep. Nice and dark. No one's gonna suspect old Arthur snooping around. Oh, Buster.
Oh, sorry.
You fell on me. Where you from, little guy?
Yeah, so you're still standing after my quick, dexterous...
You just jumped from the rafters. I'm a full-grown man. What are you? You think you're gonna kill me with a move like that? Get off me. You're so such a weirdo. Okay, be quiet. Crazy. Get in the study quick before someone sees us.
But brother, just so I can be totally safe, what would I do if I wanted to kill you just so I, obviously don't kill you?
You know, a lot of men have tried to take me down, and a couple of women, too, and more than one fox tried to kill me.
Wow.
They tripped up my favorite horse.
Okay.
And neither of us died. Okay, let's get in here. Lord Bitcherton's study. I gotta find something. There's something fishy going around about this whole family. They're a bunch of weirdos. Oh, this is weird. There's a layer of dust over everything. It's like no one's been here in months. Huh. Well, maybe he's just, taking a break, but weird.
Yeah, would you want to take a sip of this juice I found, brother? It's great juice.
Oh, thanks. That's really nice. I was getting a little thirsty.
Yes.
Oh.
Drink it.
Okay, I'm about to. Let me take a sip.
Wait.
Huh? What is this? Oh, I knocked it over. Oh, but look at all these unpaid bills here.
Oh, yeah. Wow, that's weird. Wow.
Wait. They must be deep in debt, these Bitchertons, huh?
Man.
Yeah, that is weird. Pretty fishy. And then all these...
Watch out for this brick!
Oh, what? Come on, Buster. Quit playing around. That was aimed right at my head. You could really hurt me like that.
Yeah, I've been waiting to play catch. We've been doing all this traveling. We didn't get to play catch.
I'm not your dad. Our dad's dead, okay?
Yeah,
get over it.
So I need someone to play catch with like this.
No, you aimed on another brick. This one's got spikes on it for some reason. Kids these days, toys are really weird. Anyways, there's this ledger here. It's should be full of facts and figures, but the only way I could describe this is nudie doodles.
Nude doodles
of women in all kinds of preposterous positions.
Wow. Whoa.
This is so weird. All this unfinished business. Only reason I'd ever leave all this around is if I were dead or if I'd run away to escape my debts. Either way, I inherit everything. I'm the oldest male Bitcherton. Oh, I'm gonna be so rich. Wah!
Oh, it's almost like he is disappeared for good.
Oh, what are you doing? Get your little hands off around my neck.
I just love you so much, brother.
Yeah, you're giving me a hug just around the throat. Okay, all right. I'm holding you at arm's length. All right. You're weird. I wish they'd invent some kind of drug for kids to keep them calm, because you're crazy.
Cool.
You want to go to the kitchen? I think I left a knife in there.
Who can think about food at a time like this? I'm going to gather some incontrovertible proof, and then in the morning I'll spring this trap on them. I'm going to kick all these women out of their house. I'm going to live here.
Okay. That's fine. Sure. Yeah, I guess we'll live here together forever. Going to sleep with our doors unlocked, completely unattended.
God, you are so weird.
Goodbye, brother.
And he's gone.
Hey.
Hello. Oh. Bits, I fell asleep in the study again. Wait. Oh, jeez. Oh, my God. I didn't... Aunt Patience.
Arthur? What are you doing in here?
Oh, you were passed out in the corner, surrounded by brandy bottles.
And what? It's been a long day, Arthur. You showed up on my doorstep.
Cute look.
All right. What are you doing in here?
Uncovering all your secrets. I know everything. And I'm gonna inherit everything now. You've got nothing.
Listen up, you little shit. You don't know anything. I don't know what you think you know, but you have no proof of anything. So before you waltz into my house, waltz into my husband's study, you've got another thing coming.
I've got all the proof I need. And you know what my real proof is?
What?
There's no Lord Bitcherton. I bet no one in this town's seen him for months. I bet I could go around and ask all these unpaid bills, all the people who wrote these bills to you. This this Boulder Grove fellow, and freaking Pamplemousse, all these people asking after him. I bet I could ask them if they've seen hide or hair of Lord Bitcherton, and they'd say they haven't.
Or just a little scrubby little shit motherfucker who showed up in this town and is fucking all our shit up. So you know what, Arthur? I might not have all my wits together because I'm several brandies deep and fresh from waking up in the middle of the night from my brandy sleep in the study, but we'll sort this all out in the morning. And I've always fucking hated your guts, and yes, I feel comfortable saying that to your face, you little... Fuck.
I've been called worse. All right. Speciality now of the house. Bloody Mary's. Not named after me. Just a coincidence. Enjoy.
Thank you, Mary.
Thank you, Mary. Oh, Davis. What are we going to do? Our family's going to be ruined, and it seems now things are darker than ever.
Listen, Gwen, I know things look dark, and Arthur and Violet and that really old man, but just trust me, everything's going to be fine.
I prayed all last night to whatever powers that be that everything would sort itself out somehow, but it seems all is lost.
Oh, sorry, I should have been more clear. We've got it sorted. You don't need to... It's not... Prayer won't help you. I'm going to help you.
Oh, well, maybe you are the answer to the prayer then.
No. Listen, I want the credit for this. I've got it. I've got it all sorted. We're gonna be fine.
I'll believe it when I see it.
Whoa, I slept really well.
Yeah, me too.
Did you sleep well?
Good morning. I slept awesome with you. Hey,
you
hi.
You look beautiful.
Oh, you look beautiful.
Look at you. You wake up glowing.
Oh, stop. You look so beautiful.
I'm not gonna stop. I can't help it.
I think I'm just glowing because I'm with you again. And you're my best friend.
You're my best friend. Yeah. Do you want eggs? I'll make you some scrambled eggs.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. Thanks.
Your guys' hair looks crazy right now.
Tussled?
Like in a... Like, what do you...
What are you implying?
I don't know why that would be.
There's just a lot. There's a lot happening. You could hide it a little bit.
Oh,
just
good morning,
it's
Vicar.
Breakfast.
Oh, hey, Vicar.
I would yell at you right now. I should be, right? Because there was clear rules set by God for where you were sleeping. But I do come to you now, ready to marry you two.
What?
What the heck?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No, thank you.
Of course.
Ooh, a wedding.
I'm married to Earl.
Yes. No, no. Once the Earl is done, we will make it right in God's eyes, and you two will be married.
Oh, don't worry.
Oh, good morning, Earl.
Oh, hey. Good morning, everyone.
I'm here too. Yes. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning,
didn't get
Mama.
Much sleep, but hope you all slept better than I did.
Yeah, we slept great.
Well. Good morning, you ungrateful family.
Okay, Arthur, you're coming in real hot this
morning. You never appreciated me, and now all that's about to change. Everything's coming up, Arthur.
What the heck?
Because I know your secret, and I'm going to inherit all the Lord Earl's money and all of the Bitcherton estates. Because guess what? I know Ernest Bitcherton is gone. Whether he's dead or missing or what, I bet he ran away just to get out of here. Because you're all so annoying, your voices are grating and so irritating, your dumb accents.
Wait a minute there.
Oh.
Davis.
You calm down, sir.
Whoa. Davis, what's gotten into you?
I here, while Lord Bitcherton is away, am the man of this house.
Well,
and you, sir, will not come into my domain and treat these women, these fine Bitchertons, this way. And you will listen here. You will listen here, you little shit, because I know what you did.
What?
I've got one contract here. I've got a second contract here.
How'd you get both of those?
You needn't worry where one of them was and why it is a little bit damp. All you need to look at is page 15, line 23. I don't know a lot about contracts, sir, but I do know they're meant to match. And your contract, the only notarized and signed contract, says if Violet and this very, very, very old man have not consummated their marriage, you get diddly, my guy. Yeah.
I'm gonna knock over this whole tray of Bloody Marys.
Oh, no, not the Bloody Marys.
Please.
Come on.
Buster. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yes, brother. It ends now.
You jumped out. What are you talking about? What ends? Get off me. You're so weird.
Buster, what was that?
I was, trying to take care of my brother.
He came at me with a pair of gardening shears, but they fell out of his tiny hand because he's so weak.
Yes.
Buster, you don't have to kill him anymore. We've got him.
Kill me?
Yeah, don't worry about it. It doesn't matter anyway.
Buster, you're 1812 equivalent of grounded.
We'll see about that, brother. Goodbye.
And he's gone again.
Bye,
great.
Buster.
I love that guy.
He rocks.
But back to the point, Arthur. You thought you were going to just steal this very old man's inheritance? Steal Violet's inheritance after you force her into the sham of a marriage? No, sir. Right now, you get nothing.
Well, God damn it! I'm going to smash this plate of scrambled eggs!
All right, Arthur. I think it's time you took your leave. We're quite done with you here in this house.
Au contraire, Aunt Patience, my dearest, sweetest auntie.
What is it now?
You forget. I may have lost this fortune, but I've still got your money. Because your husband's nowhere to be found, and I'm going to inherit everything.
Does anyone else want to take this one?
Sorry, I only had a plan for the one problem that we had. I didn't actually work out a plan for the second plan.
Oh, bits.
Who cares if they haven't consummated it yet? They're still married, and they'll consummate it eventually. They'll consummate it. Right, Earl?
No, Violet, you shouldn't have to do that. That's so gross.
I don't want to. Here, come here. Hold me. Put your forehead to my forehead
again.
Yeah,
here I come. Oh.
Here.
Wait, please wait for the marriage until you do. Oh, there's so much tongue. Oh, the lips are moist.
Wait a minute!
What the heck?
Earl!
I've come to a realization. I've got... Young man, help me stand. I must address this.
You're calling me young?
Yes.
Well, I mean, I get to you.
Yes, yeah, you young man, help me up. When you address a matter of great importance, you do it on your feet.
Of course. Here you go.
Okay, here we go.
Thank you.
Stand up,
thank
Will.
You. Oh, thank you, young lady.
Thank you.
I have been studying you too closely, dear Violet.
Why?
And Lavender.
Yeah?
Looking at you, studying you with both my eyes for these many hours we have been here hence. And I have just now come to a
Oh, what the heck?
A realization!
All over the breakfast?
The two of you have a love far deeper than I have ever experienced. And I feel it is only right for me to do the noble thing only befitting me of my station as Earl and kindly step aside.
What?
So that the two of you may wed.
Wait, what? Me and Violet getting married?
Wait,
yes,
what?
The two of you so clearly in love and in a level of lust.
Don't be hasty, Earl.
No, I will finally do something good with my life and nobly step aside so that these two young women can finally feel.
Earl?
Earl?
Off.
Earl?
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 Earl? Earl, oh my God.
I caught him. Oh my God.
Oh.
My husband.
Oh my God, he's dead.
He's dead.
He just died in your arms.
Jesus
must have
Christ.
Been something you said.
Arms. Wait, this is so crazy.
He literally died. I'm holding a dead body.
Ew. Oh God, put it down. Oh
here.
God. Ugh. Wait, he wanted us to get married? That's crazy.
Can I just say, we do not want to get
no.
married. We are not in love.
We're
are
not.
Best friends.
Well,
can you all just understand that? We just have a very close relationship. We do not want to wed.
I get it.
You know the rules.
Violet, Lavender, he just made a noble sacrifice for you.
Yeah, but I still don't want it. You know, I really do not want to marry Lavender. I'm sorry.
Well, it means it doesn't matter if you want to. It's what the Lord told you, and the Lord has told you via me that you are, in fact, going to get married.
Wait. So what if me and Violet don't want to get married? Her husband just died, and they never consummated the marriage, so like...
Wait a minute. If Earl died and you guys never consummated the marriage, that means, Violet, you're going to inherit
rich?
All of Earl's money. Yeah, you're rich.
What the
crazy
heck?
Rich.
And Arthur gets dick.
God damn it!
Watch your language, Davis.
Sorry.
Violet, I'm so happy for you.
Me too.
Fuck! Oh, sorry, Arthur. Sorry that you don't get anything. Sorry this didn't work out for you.
Yes, sorry, Arthur. Looks like you didn't win this time.
Hey, Arthur?
What? Oh, you punched me right in the nose. Oh,
you deserve that.
Oh, right in the freaking nose.
That I actually enjoyed. I usually do not like secular violence, but that was good.
I'm with you.
Yeah, you
Becca.
Only like religious violence.
Oh, you stupid Bitchertons. Oh, God, I hate this family. I wish I'd been born into a different one, but you know what? It doesn't matter. You're a disgrace, all of you, to the Bitcherton name, but I'm going to save it, and I'm going to kick all of you out. You're all going to regret being mean to old Arthur, because I know that Ernest is gone, Ern or dead or whatever. You crazy freaks have been covering up, but that means I inherit everything, so I've still got the upper hand, because he's nowhere to be seen.
Should I explain what happened?
You know what? I don't think that's going to actually help the situation here.
All right, let me just explain it. So Benjamin Franklin
Violet.
No,
came.
No,
and
Violet,
then
Violet.
Also
I don't think
it's
Grandma,
not going to...
I think with
all that...
Oh, what do we do now, Mama? Are we really going to lose our home?
I...
Well, you all can just come live with me. Not that I'm rich.
That's okay.
Oh,
Pilot, that's very kind of you.
Oh, you're rich.
I don't want to go to Bath.
You don't want to go to Bath?
It's so cold in the winter there. So windy.
I'm so sorry. I wasn't able to figure out how to solve both. I could just figure out the one problem. I didn't know what the other one was.
Davis, we do appreciate all of your efforts. You've really turned things around here, but...
Could I have a moment with Davis?
Oh, by all means.
Hey.
Hey.
Thanks for all that. I want to apologize for turning everyone against you. That wasn't right.
It's okay. I probably deserved some of it. It went on a little longer than I would have expected. I would have thought just, you know, a couple of episodes, but it just kind of kept going.
Episodes?
What?
So anyway, I was just going to say I'm sorry and that maybe we can put that all behind us and just be friends.
Yeah, I think I'd like that. That sounds...
True shake on it?
Do we have to keep doing this?
Yeah, it's the Bath way.
I don't have a lot of spit.
I know, what is wrong with you?
Use your chest. I hear you trying to spit over there, boy. Use your chest. The Devoutly is a very wet-throated family. Unleash it.
This is all you're getting.
All right.
The whole town's gonna know. You're gonna be disgraced. You're gonna be ruined. You won't be able to get any fancy clothes from anywhere. I'm gonna turn your bedroom into a fox trophy room full of my dead stuffed foxes with their little beady eyes so I can look at
Arthur,
them whenever
come on,
I want.
Calm down.
And then
have
I'm gonna turn
decency,
this room into
Arthur,
a room just for my guns.
That's our tomato room.
No more tomatoes. Tomatoes. It's just gonna be blunderbusses all the way down.
Arthur, have some decency. Mary, yes, what is it?
An unusual amount of post this morning, m'lady.
Oh.
Three letters.
Three letters? Davis, do you want to take this one? You're the best reader here, obviously.
I think it might be me.
Here's one for you, Lady Violet, and one for you, Lord Davis, and then one for Gwendolyn. Here you go.
Violet, I can't be more clear. I do know how to read. Oh my god, mine's from... I've got a letter from Benjamin Franklin.
I've got a letter from Esty.
I've got a letter from Grandmama.
Let's open them up and read them at the same time.
Let's open them up and read them at the same time. And summarize their contents quickly. Read.
They found Lord Bitcherton.
They found my husband?
They found Uncle Ernie.
Holy crap.
Also, Benjamin Franklin is totally hooking up with your grandmother.
Oh,
ew!
There's a lot of doodles of it.
What do you mean?
Oh, they're having sex. They're doing the Poor Farmer's Almanac.
After all the things that she said to me,
Vicar, take the L. It's all right. You didn't want to get involved with her either.
No,
let me tell you.
No, I will not take the lust.
She's a mean old bitch.
Oh.
She's a mean bitch.
Oh, my heart.
She really puts a bitch in Bitcherton.
Oh,
she's a very free spirit, it seems.
Ouchie.
Glenwald, this is good news. My husband is alive and well and somewhere. They found him. We are saved.
And my potential love is gone.
And they're bringing him back.
They're bringing him back? Oh, crap.
Well, brother, do you have anything to say for yourself now that you've been defeated?
You idiots! What do you have? A couple of letters? A couple of dumb letters? Who even reads? Who even cares about letters? I've got the law on my side and a penis in my pants. That counts for 8/10 of the law.
Ugh.
Oh, God, you're so strong. I should pick me up.
Open the door. Open the door, Mary.
Yeah, I got it.
Oh, you threw me into the dust. Oh, God.
And stay out.
Stupid family. I may be laying in the dust, covered in dirt and possibly pig shit and who know what else. But I'll tell you one thing I swear to myself and to the Lord above. These dumb Bitchertons haven't seen the last of me. I'm gonna make their lives a living hell. Until Lord Bitcherton's here, physically present, and seen by the whole town, they'll never be rid of me. Maybe I'll find him myself. Who knows what then? If they want a war, they've got a war. Hey, 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 ha, 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 ha,
Ew, he's laughing from outside. I can still hear it.
Ew, he looks quite mad.
Is that supposed to be like a sinister laugh?
I guess.
I hate that guy.
That was weird.
Oh, what a day.
What a day is right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, my dad gave last rites for Earl. We saw him off. We kicked out Arthur. I mean, we still haven't quite found Buster yet, but I'm sure he's hiding around here somewhere. I mean, this has been a banner day for the Bitcherton house.
Violet's rich now, I guess.
Violet's rich?
That's really weird.
Because of you, Davis. You figured you solved the mystery and got her out of that hot water. Very good.
Thank you.
Thank you, Davis, once again.
I feel like I owe something to this family, so I just wanted to figure it out. I wanted to fix it for you, for Violet.
Absolutely. And you've done a lot today, Davis, and girls, we've made it this far. We're not quite out of the woods yet until my husband returns home, but
Papa is coming back. He loves us. After all, I knew he'd never truly abandon us.
Well, I've got a few choice words for him when he returns, but as long as we stick together, and no more lies, we'll be all right.
Yes.
No more lies.
No more secrets or lies.
No more lies.
Yeah, Dad. No more lies.
Hush. No more secrets or lies.
Yeah, no more secrets. Definitely no secrets in this family.
Yep. Why do you keep saying it?
All the big secrets should be revealed.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
Yes.
All the big secrets should be revealed.
Well, I suppose I'll start.
Oh.
I think I might be an alcoholic.
Well, dearest reader, we've arrived finally at the most important question of all. Have you been entertained? Have the sins and scandals of our fair town sated your appetite? Have you enjoyed feasting on the twists and turns of fortune and circumstance? Have you savored the sweet nectar of each and every one of my issues? If I've done my job correctly, and I most certainly have, then that answer must undoubtedly be yes. And as with anything worth doing, the only reward for good work is always more work. So fear not, dearest reader, for my pen will never rest. Not as long as there still exists an abundance of gossip and an insatiable audience ready for it to be uncovered. I told you from the very start, I am no ordinary gossip monger. I am an artiste whose medium is rumor and whose masterpiece is scandal. And I believe my greatest work is still to come. Ta-ta. For now.
Bitcherton features the voice talents of Katie Maravich, Iffy Wadiway, Brian Flaherty, Carolyn Page, and Cassie Wilson. Thank you so much to all of our amazing guest stars from this season and to all of the backers and patrons that make this show possible. Bitcherton is produced under the SAG-AFTRA independent podcast contract. This episode was produced by Brian Flaherty and Elliot Davis. Special thanks to our associate producers, Judith Hepworth, Zach Zane Nelson, and Andrew Sechin. And special thanks to our historical consultant, Dr. Emily Friedman. Editing and sound design by Brian Flaherty. If you want even more Bitcherton, join our Patreon to read the latest issues of the Lady Big Withers Gossip Sheet and to hear the cast talk back for this episode, which sounds a little something like this.
Have any of you ever farted in a movie theater?
Yes, obviously.
No, I mean like loud.
Not like
and everyone,
loudly.
Oh, so the people
got
now?
Mad?
I don't think yeah. so, no.
I don't think so.
Bitcherton is a many-sided media production. Ta-ta for now.